love, there is everlasting peace. He is the Lord of all, who, hidden in the heart of things, watches over the world of time. The gods and the seers of Brahman are one with him. And when a man knows him, he cuts the bonds of death. When one knows God, who is hidden in the heart of all things, even as cream is hidden in milk, and in whose glory all things are, he is free from all bondage. This is the God whose work is all the worlds, the supreme soul who dwells forever in the hearts of men. Those who know him through their hearts and their minds become immortal. There is a region beyond darkness where there is neither day nor night, nor what is, nor what is not. Only Shiva, the God of love, is there. It is the region of the glorious splendor of God, from whom came the light of the sun, and from whom the ancient wisdom came in the beginning. The mind cannot grasp him above or below, or in the space between. With whom shall we compare him whose glory is the whole universe? Far beyond the range of vision, he cannot be seen by mortal eyes, but he can be known by the heart and the mind, and those who know him attain immortality. A man comes to thee in fearful wonder and says, "Thou art God, who never was born. Let thy face, Rudra, shine upon me, and let thy love be my eternal protection. Hurt not my child, nor the child of my child. Hurt not my life, my horses, or my cows. Kill not in anger our brave men, for we ever come to thee with adorations." Part 5. Two things are hidden in the mystery of infinity of Brahman: knowledge and ignorance. Ignorance passes away, and knowledge is immortal. But Brahman is in eternity above ignorance and knowledge. He is the one in whose power are the many sources of creation, and the root and the flower of all things. The golden seed, the Creator, was in his mind in the beginning, and he saw him born when time began. He is God who spreads the net of transmigration and then withdraws it in the field of life. He is the Lord who created the lords of creation, the supreme soul who rules over all. Even as the radiance of the sun shines everywhere in space, so does the glory of God rule over all his creation. In the unfolding of his own nature, he makes all things blossom into flower and fruit. He gives to them all their fragrance and color. He, the one, the only God who rules the universe. There is a spirit hidden in the mystery of the Upanishads and the Vedas, and Brahma, the God of creation, owns him as his own creator. It is the spirit of God, seen by gods and seers of olden times, who, when one with him, became immortal. When a man is bound by the three powers of nature, he works for a selfish reward, and in time he has his reward. His soul then becomes the many forms of the three powers, strays along the three paths, and wanders on through life and death. The soul is like the sun in splendor. When it becomes one with the self-conscious "I am" and its desires, it is a flame the size of a thumb. But when one with pure reason and the inner spirit, it becomes in concentration as the point of a needle. The soul can be thought as the part of a point of a hair, which divided by 100 were divided by 100 again. And yet in this living soul there is the seed of infinity. The soul is not a man nor a woman, nor what is neither a woman nor a man. When the soul takes the form of a body, by that same body the soul is bound. The soul is born and unfolds in a body, with dreams and desires and the food of life, and then it is reborn in new bodies, in accordance with its former works. The quality of the soul determines its future.